From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Washington Post newspaper reports the United States is preparing to respond to China's cyber espionage by levying sanctions against individuals and companies who've benefited from the theft of trade secrets. China has long been the focus of accusations of hacking against American companies and government targets, China rejecting the allegations. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice told Pakistan's civil and military leadership that terrorist and militant attacks in Afghanistan have become, in her words, a key point of regional friction. Head of Islamabad's state-run Institute of Strategic Studies, Masood Khan, says securing the mostly porous border with Afghanistan and countering terrorism requires collective efforts.
We know that there are terrorists on this side of the border and there are terrorists on that side. And this is a common enemy, and we're trying to wrestle it down. We're trying to neutralize this enemy, this monster. And it has to be a collective effort of the United States, Afghanistan, and Pakistan.
Senior Pakistani security official told VOA the Sunday discussions between Ms. Rice and Pakistani officials were frank and candid. Nigeria's military has uncovered a major Boko Haram bomb-making factory and arrested two leading members of the militant group. Military spokesman Colonel Sani Kukasheka Usman described the discovery as an unprecedented feat, which he says demonstrates the military's determination to defeat Boko Haram. Usman also said the military is making progress toward that end, as directed by President Muhammadu Buhari. This is VOA News. The interior ministers of Britain, France, and Germany have called for urgent action to address the challenges of thousands of migrants flowing into Europe, which has divided European nations on a debate of how to respond. Meanwhile, Hungary said it has arrested a fifth suspect, a Bulgarian, on suspicion of human trafficking in connection with the deaths of 71 migrants whose bodies were found in a truck left behind on a highway. Migrant crisis is widely seen as the worst humanitarian disaster in Europe since World War II. Authorities in Thailand, who are investigating this month's deadly Bangkok bomb attack, announced Monday that they had found more bomb-making material in a raid on an apartment in the capital. Also, more arrest warrants have been issued for two new suspects, a 26-year-old Thai woman and a foreign man. On Saturday, authorities took into custody a 28-year-old foreign man and said they found explosives, chemicals, ball bearings, and other elements to make pipe bombs. The components were said to be similar to those used in devices that detonated at the Erawan Shrine on August the 17th and in a river the following day. The blast at the Hindu shrine, popular with Chinese and other Asian tourists, killed 20 people and wounded more than 100 others. Scientists with the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration say warming waters and melting ice mean it is fairly certain that the planet is locked in to about a 1 meter rise in sea levels by the year 2100. VOA Steve Herman in Bangkok spoke with NASA's administrator about the new research and a way to help Asia mitigate the impact of climate change.
NASA Administrator Charles Bolden acknowledges the prediction sounds definitive and ominous, but is the result of decades spent by the space agency in trying to understand climate change and the effects of massive uses of carbon fuels.
We'd still have time to make a difference if we'll pay attention to what the data says.
The data is especially significant for Asia, where more than 150 million people live within 1 meter of current sea level. In the Thai capital, the NASA boss will launch a regional 5-year geospatial data for development project called Surveyor Mekong. Bolden tells VOA the project will benefit the people of Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, Thailand, and Vietnam. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
President Obama travels today to Alaska to meet with residents and deliver an address at a conference where U.S. and foreign officials, scientists, and locals are gathering to discuss the effects of climate change on the Arctic region. The goal of the Glacier Conference, according to the White House, is to boost awareness on how the effects of higher temperatures in the Arctic are affecting the rest of the world.
That's the latest world news from VOA.